This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
There's an old story about a man who struggled with the Talmudic saying that a person should bless God for the bad just as he blesses him for the good. The man asked the holy rabbi of Meserich how he could possibly bless God for his terrible hardships. Instead of answering, the rabbi sent him to his student, Rabbi Zusha. Well, upon arriving at Zusha's house, the man was shocked to see the lack of food and furnishings there. But there was Rabbi Zusha, cheerful as ever. When the man told him why he had come, Rabbi Zusha said, "That's a very interesting question. But why did our holy rabbi send you to me? He should have sent you to someone who is experiencing suffering." Well, not only was the rabbi unwavering in his faith when troubles showed up, he didn't even notice them. Jeremiah compares people of faith to a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. Their belief is firm and the stormy winds of life cannot topple them. But what happens to a tree, even a deeply rooted one, when there's no rain? That's why people of faith plant themselves beside water and keep themselves immersed in God's Word. My friends, we need to keep our roots well-watered by studying God's Word and praying daily. That way, we'll continue to thrive no matter what the winds of life blow our way. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein wishing you shalom.
Spend a year reflecting on the Christian faith's deep roots in the land, events, people, and faith of Israel in Rabbi Eckstein's new book, The 1 Year Holy Land Moments Devotional. More information is available at holylandmoments.org.